why do you think the Bible has so much to say about money? And then the follow-up question would be, and why do so many Christians and even Christian financial advisors disregard those teachings? So a two-part question.
Well, I think the Bible says so much about money because Jesus teaches and sees that it is directly connected to the condition of our heart. And he's always concerned about our heart. And where a treasure is, there your heart will be. If your treasure is, you know, in your wealth on earth, then that's where your heart's going to be, and that's where you're going to think. And so you see repeatedly in Scripture, he judges Zacchaeus as having come to faith. Salvation has come to this house. How? By the fact that Zacchaeus says, I'm going to give away half all I have and pay back four times over those that I've cheated. And the poor woman who gives everything, and he sees her heart. And the rich young ruler who won't give and follow him. And Jesus loves him, but he sees that this man, his desire to hang on and cling on to his treasures with kind of a, you know, white-knuckled grip is preventing that man from embracing the salvation and the walk with Jesus. And the rich fool, all of those passages indicate that there is a direct connection between our attitude and actions concerning money and positions and our true heart for God, or lack of heart for God, and our true spiritual life. As far as why it's neglected by many financial advisors, I think many have not been taught about this in their churches, for instance. It's not a popular subject to teach. Pastors are hesitant to talk about money, or some pastors maybe talk about money too much, but all they talk about is, you know, maybe giving to the church, which is a good thing to do, but there's much more to this, and Scripture says much more about it. And then the other part of why do we not think about it? Because it just is unpleasant for us. It's convicting to us. But I think the real liberating thing is when you look at what Scripture actually says and then say, God, help me, give me the insight to understand it and the power to live it out by your Holy Spirit.